Talk Live, you can bring up what you would like at 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And again, 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Once again, that's lrn.fm on Skype. You can connect with us in whichever method is working best for you. And, of course, Skype generally sounds the best. So there was a few nights ago where the majority of our calls came in on Skype. And I have to say it's been a nice addition to the show, and I'm glad I finally figured out technically how to make it work and sound good. So we will talk to you about anything. Of course, the war in Syria or the proposed war in Syria is maybe on some people's minds. I heard rumor, Mark, that they're planning on doing some kind of bombing or invasion on the 31st. Is that true?
Certainly they haven't run it by me.
I just didn't know if you'd seen anything or heard anything. You've kind of been following this closer than I have.
I haven't seen any particular date on this, but I don't know. I've heard the term humanitarian missile strikes. I really love that one.
Wow, that's sick.
It's got to be a joke.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Some of these things these government guys are doing are pretty disturbing.
Clearly, everybody knows that there's going to be collateral damage. If the United States gets involved, there's collateral damage now. But once you get involved, then it's your responsibility. And there's going to be innocent people that are killed no matter what you do and what way you do it. Once you're involved, that blood's on your hands. I've got no interest in it. I think that the best thing the United States could do is let those people escape here if they can get here. And I'm sure that some folks would pay to get them over here to the United States and let them work for a better life here in the United States. Because whatever's going on there, I don't think we should be involved.
What I find funny is I wonder what all those, the Merca type people think about the fact that we're now supporting the Taliban.
Most of them are supporting the Taliban?
No, America
no, it's
is.
Al-Qaeda.
Oh, you said we.
Yes.
It's Al-Qaeda. And I was using...
Yeah, Al-Qaeda. Aren't those two the same kind of organization?
No, they're not. First person plural I was using also when I was saying that I don't think we should be involved.
It's funny because I was the original person who brought up the whole we thing.
Were you?
And now I've fallen back.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's the one on one show a long time, long, long time ago after reading some Ayn Rand, actually. It was when I came up with the whole we.
You and your darn anthem book.
Like, we should stop using the word we.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, only use it when it's appropriate. I mean, there are times when it's appropriate.
Well,
we are here tonight on Free Talk Live.
Sure.
That's completely appropriate.
Sure.
So, so Syria, it's in the news, and in fact, people have opinions about it. Mark, you have a poll that seems pretty relevant here.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of amusing. It's from WashingtonPost.com, and it says here, new Reuters Ipsos poll has finally found something that Americans like even less than Congress.
Wow.
The possibility of U.S. intervention in Syria. Only 9% of respondents said that the Obama administration should intervene militarily in Syria. A Real Clear Politics poll average finds Congress has a 15% approval rating, making the country's most hated political body almost twice as popular as war in Syria. The Reuters Ipsos poll was taken, whenever it was taken.
I'm very interested. I don't know if this article goes into it, but hopefully it does. What was the question that they asked? Do you know?
Well, I would have to go and look that up. I probably should have been ready.
No. I mean, if it's not in the article, then I'm surprised they didn't put that in the news piece about it, because normally when a news release comes out from one of those organizations, it does include that detail. Because I want to know how many Americans even know that there is a proposed intervention in Syria. So were they only talking to people that knew about it, or did they just kind of ask the general population, if you heard the U.S. was invading Syria, what would you think? And if that's the case, then that's good. Like, if they did ask a bunch of people this generic question about invasion, and 91% of the people responded that they thought it was a bad idea, I imagine there was different levels of concern about it, but 91% did not support it. That's pretty amazing, if that's true.
I don't have a quote here. I have Americans strongly oppose the U.S. intervention in Syria's civil war and believe
Washington
is one
of those strongly opposed thing.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad in that I made the, you know, I equated the Taliban and Al-Qaeda there a few moments ago. Because, I read an article that was saying that it's very interesting that if the United States invaded Syria or intervened in Syria, that would essentially be on the same side as Al-Qaeda.
Right.
But then I equated the two, and, I was kind of feeling the same way. I was watching a documentary the other night on YouTube, actually, from Vice TV, Vice Magazine.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they make some really good documentaries, and they made a documentary of 1 year after Morsi, you know, and talking about how the United States basically helped to overthrow Mubarak and install Morsi in Egypt, and just listening to the pro and anti Morsi sides of these people in Egypt, and I just was sitting there, and I actually didn't get through the documentary because I was just, first of all, I just got, I had some other things I was doing, but I also was just losing attention because it's like, I didn't like either side.
Sure.
The people there.
Usually when people are struggling for power, they're pretty detestable.
Oh, yeah, they were detestable. And also just the religion and the side, one side wanted, basically was looking for power and just mindlessly, power, And the other side was just like, we want Sharia law. And I'm just like,
It's hard to support anybody because they're all grasping after, that golden ring, the golden gun, as it's been called. And I think that's kind of apt. Right. It all goes after that. Right. And I do wonder about J.R.R. Tolkien, certainly a libertarian, whether he made the Ring of Power specifically to be the Ring of Power. I mean, is that what it's all about? There's one to rule them. And I think it might be that, just the concept of the state.
So yours was from what polling company again, Mark? Do you
remember? Reuters Ipsos.
Reuters Ipsos poll. Is this the one taken from the August 19th through the 23rd? Because this that one found that 25% of Americans would support U.S. intervention if Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces used chemicals to attack civilians.
That's still
46% one-third would oppose it.
Right.
That's a fourth.
A fourth. I'm sorry. It's still less than a quarter.
Yeah,
about a quarter.
About a quarter. Exactly, in fact. That represented a decline in backing for U.S. action since August 13th, when Reuters Ipsos tracking polls found that 30.2% of Americans supported intervention in Syria if chemicals had been used. So taken together, the poll suggests
they're just going to have to roll out nuclear weapons.
So far,
they're just going to have to say, "Oh my God, it looks like Assad's been given nuclear suitcases by the Russians, and we're going to have to go in." I mean, because that worked last time. If nuclear weapons doesn't work, where are they going to go after that?
It says here that
Galactus lives in Syria.
They're making pound cake over there. Wait, I mean red velvet. I mean yellow cake.
855 450 free. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You are welcome to comment on this. I mean, are people even talking about this, though? I mean,
oh, yeah. But my Facebook feed's
well,
full
yeah,
of it.
Well, yeah, but that, those are the people you know.
That's
so
true.
Obviously, your Facebook feed is going to be full of that. Oh, okay, Mark. Well, there are people. You just add anybody to your Facebook, right?
Not anybody, but I've got 1,300 people there. I don't think I know them all.
All right. Well, most people's Facebook feeds are subject to the people that are like them or the people that are their friends, and odds are good people sending you requests probably like you, so they're more likely to have similar interests.
I can tell you, my family's not a lot like me.
Are they talking about Syria, too, your family?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, then. So that's my question is, what level of interest do people really have in this? How are they, asking these questions? I really hope that it's just a general slice of the population. It's not like registered voters or something like that. Just everybody.
Did either of you see that movie Syriana?
No.
I did not.
I just would think that probably people who have interest in it would be some, the Venn diagram of people who have seen that movie and who are interested in Syria is
probably pretty good.
Strongly connected.
I think it just shows the disconnectedness of Washington, D.C. from the rest
of the
country.
From what people think?
Yeah, from what people think. I think that these people think that the United States citizen or whatever is interested. And they're not.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What does one soldier have to say about all this? We'll share that with you here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you would like toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. By the way, our website is back online, so you can actually go there tonight. So again, go to freetalklive.com, and you can actually control the content by submitting things to the site. So you find something online that you think's interesting. Maybe it's a YouTube video. Perhaps it is a news article or a blog post. Whatever you want to share with us and our listeners, you submit it, and then it will appear on the site. It will be subjected to votes. You vote it up if you like it, and down if you don't. And it's all for free. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Forcefieldenergy.com is a company that They do industrial level installations of LED lights. I think we can all agree that humans are going to continue to want light. I think many of us can agree that that direction is going to be LEDs. The companies that are ready now to provide LED service to the big places, not homes, but, you know, big box stores and, you know, amusement parks and government installations and all kinds of places. Those people are going to be poised to make a lot of money. FNRG is currently on the OTCB exchange. And this is a little exchange, but they're attempting to get on NASDAQ. And once they do, that price is going to explode. They've got millions of dollars worth of business hanging out there. They've got bids in for and some of that business is going to come in. I believe that FNRG, that's forcefieldenergy.com's ticker symbol, is going to be worth significantly more today than it was, than it is right now. It's FNRG. Anybody can get on board. But if you want to get involved in the private placement, you can save over the $5.18 price of FNRG currently and get it at $4 a piece. You got to hold it for 6 months. But at the end of that 6 months, there's also a warrant that you can have that goes on for another year. It's a great deal. I'm involved, and I encourage you to do the same. Yes, you can put them in IRAs. Forcefieldenergy.com. Click on the Contact Us link there. Get in touch with them for the private placement. You got to have $25,000 to do the private placement, but if you've got it, I believe it's worth it. FNRG, forcefieldenergy.com.
And, of course, all investments involve risk.
Thanks
so
for
keep
that
in mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what does one soldier think about all this invading? According to The Onion's Curtis Stahlbank, The Onion, by the way, is satire. He says, as a true patriot, I would gladly die in battle defending my homeland. I love my country more than my own life. But I would also be willing, more than willing, to give my last breath in the name of, say, Mexico, Panama, Japan, or the Czech Republic. The most honorable thing a man can do is lay down his life for his country. Or another country. The important thing is that it's a country. Like those heroes who spilled their blood fighting for independence against the British Empire, I, too, would forfeit everything to win for my countrymen the right to be governed by politicians in our own capital instead of in a capital located further away. Nothing is more profound.
I wonder how much farther is London, you know, the capital of Great Britain, who, you know, controlled the United States, than from D.C. or even Bar Harbor, Maine, to than San Diego is from Washington, D.C.
Good question.
Really, if you're talking about a remote or forget San Diego, let's go to Hawaii or Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
These places are ruled, or Micronesia, Guam.
Nothing is more profound or more sacred than to die for one's country, an adjacent country, or some other foreign country. The truth is, there are a lot of countries, each of which is the most noble cause possible to die for. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for but one country. I would not hesitate to give my life for or against any other noble nation. Come to think of it, I would even die for a neutral third party caught in the crossfire during a heroic peacekeeping effort, just so long as my death would be in some way related to a country of some kind. That is how committed I am to the concept of nationalism. The bottom line is that the current boundaries of a nation are worth protecting at all costs. Otherwise, what would so many brave and patriotic souls have lost their lives for? Now, indeed. Now, that's such a poignant thing to say.
I don't know if anybody can get the satire of it, you know, that say reads the paper. You know, like, Onion's just kind of funny. I wonder whether it sinks in or whatever. Cause
I think the Onion's readers are pretty smart people, I mean, generally.
If you look at World War One, prior to World War One, this is just slightly, I believe, over 100 years ago. I have to check the timeline there, but there were like 66 nations.
Mm-hmm.
66. There's 200 now. But people say, well, you know, this map, this is the way the map should be. Those people shouldn't be able to go anywhere. I mean, recently with the whole thing about Texas wanting to secede, the Democrats were in an uproar. Ah, you should kill them. I mean, some of them were saying, let them go.
Yep.
Fine. But some of them were like, the ingrates, die! Die! I mean, it's ridiculous. The map changes.
So I have an answer for your earlier question, thanks to Wolfram Alpha. So you were asking what the difference is between the distance from London to D.C. and San Francisco to D.C.
I went actually San Diego, but okay.
Oh, San Diego. Okay, well, I did San Francisco, but probably about equal. It's about a 30. It's about a third more. Essentially, what the difference is.
Which is further? London is a third
London's
further?
Yeah, London is 36,024 miles from the center of D.C., the center of London, the center of D.C., and then San Francisco is 2,400.
Wait, you said 36,000. You mean 3,600?
Yeah, 3,600.
36,000.
Yeah, 36, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a long way. 3,600 versus 3,624 versus 2,443.
Got it.
So it's about 33%. You know, it's a
but there are certainly places in the United States map that are farther from D.C. than London was from the colonies.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Like New Hampshire to London, for example, would barely be closer than. I mean, I would guess.
Certainly, like a lat gnome to D.C.
This is a really important question because, I mean, what he's asking here. Now, this is total satire, but the question that this guy is asking is really important. Again, I'll repeat it. The bottom line is the current boundaries of a nation are worth protecting at all costs. Otherwise, what would so many brave and patriotic souls have lost their lives for? Well, for what indeed? I mean, if you think about it, all of the past history of war between this concept known as a nation and another nation, which are just people who are ruled for the most part by a ruling class calling themselves the state, typically. What has it all been for? What's the point of all of this conflict and people losing their families' lives for what? For the glorification of the politician who sent them there? For this idea that nations are somehow, as this guy is alluding to, worth protecting? Why? Why is that the case? Why is it that individuals, say, in Tijuana should be so different from, is it San Diego? What's across the border?
San Diego.
You know, why is it that those
El Paso
people...
El Paso and Cedar Juarez.
Right. Why is it that those people are supposed to be considered so different? Because there's a political line that has been drawn in the sand by people who have long since died off. Why? What's the point of all of it? Aren't we all just human beings? Shouldn't we all just interact with each other based on, individual circumstances and judge each person based on the content of their character and the actions and the words that they speak? I think it's time to get rid of the idea of nations, personally. But I'm going to continue with the satire piece here from The Onion by the man who will give his life for any country. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can comment on this or anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. All the features we share with you. So enjoy them. Once again, freetalklive.com. Mobile site, we've got that. You can go to m.freetalklive.com and you can pull up the streams. You've got the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available there live and pre-recorded, meaning that when we're live, you'll hear the live show, and then after the show's over, the show starts again, except it's the most recent show, just repeated for 21 hours until we're live again, because we do this show live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. You can, go and grab it any old time you want through our mobile site, m.freetalklive.com. Also, the link to the podcast is there as well. Squarespace.com, looking for some hosting for your website? Maybe you want to start from scratch and build a brand new site. Squarespace.com has great, very pretty, very well graphically designed themes, portfolio, blog, shopping sites. They've got all that at Squarespace.com, and they make it easy for you to get started, make it easy for you to edit your site, drag and drop content right from your desktop, even rearrange elements right within the page easily. And if you have any issues, you can always contact their 24/7 support. You can get started with their free trial account. That means you can pretty much tool around with whatever you want to on Squarespace, and then when you're ready to move up to the real deal, you can do that for $8 per month. That's pretty affordable for professional hosting. Squarespace.com. They're constantly improving their designs and their services. In fact, the e-commerce options are relatively new to Squarespace. And they also help you hook up with, you know, all the necessary Twitters and Facebooks and things like that.
So one of the things I hate about the Internet is it's really difficult to get customer service. Yeah. I'm going to need a little help. I want to talk to somebody on the phone. Squarespace makes that possible. Makes it very possible.
Really? They do phone customer service?
They've got 24 customer service.
Okay. I wasn't going to go out on a limb and say that, Mark. You might want to verify that, and I'm not sure if that's the case.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, great.
I think that it is. I think I've dealt with their customer service, too. At least they have a chat available all the time, too. One of the other things I can say about Squarespace that a lot of people don't know necessarily is that they've got a really interesting design community. If you want customizations to your templates and whatnot, there are a lot of designers out there that specialize in Squarespace alone.
So go to Squarespace. Squarespace.com. You can get signed up 10% off. You'll save that if you use code FTL and the number 8. That's FTL and the number 8 for 10% off the already great deal over at Squarespace.com. The Onion. It's a satire site. For those of you who don't know, you can go to theonion.com, and every week they've got fresh satire posted, including editorial pieces by, you know, supposed guest editorial writers, which, of course, don't actually exist. In this case, his name is Curtis Stelbank, and he says he will fight for any country. He's prepared to give his life for this or any country. He goes on with his piece. He says, the bottom line is the current boundaries of a nation are worth protecting at all costs. Otherwise, what would so many brave and patriotic souls have lost their lives for? I was lucky enough to be born in one of the 200 greatest countries in the world, and I promised myself long ago that I would never forget it. I can only hope to someday have the privilege of protecting this great land against whomever may seek to do it harm, or to defend some other country against whomever may seek to do it harm, and vice versa. Ideally, I'd like to die for a country that was at least in the Western Hemisphere, but it'd be just as heroic to expire bravely on the end of a pointed stick deep in the jungles of Africa. My wife would be widowed and my children orphaned, but they would take solace in the knowledge that I had given my life to a cause that the people of some nation believed in. I only ask that I be given a soldier's funeral so that I may be buried holding the flag or flags of whatever it is I was fighting for. There comes a time when all of us, no matter who we are, heed the call to the battlefield. It is a call we cannot and should not ignore, no matter where it is coming from. And if I must die in the service of this or that country, I only hope I can at least take as many of the enemy with me as possible before I fall and breathe my last. Unless, of course, they're also fighting for a country, in which case their deaths at my hands will have been honorable, because they, like me, would have died for a country. Without nationalism, our deaths and the countless wars we constantly wage to defend our own nations against others defending their own nations against us would seem arbitrary, almost meaningless. But as long as we have a higher purpose, the love of whatever country we happen to be fighting for, we will always know we did not lose our lives in vain. Yeah. There you go.
I participated on a Facebook thread today. I probably shouldn't have, but
uh-oh.
And
they pulled you in, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not they didn't. I'm completely responsible for my actions. But, you know, some guy who's got some Medal of Honor or something hanging on his
Facebook. Was it some Republican
Facebook
group?
No, it was just a friend's, you know.
Someone you know.
Yep, friend's timeline. And the guy's got some kind of, I shouldn't say Medal of Honor, some kind of medal or something as his big banner across the top of Facebook. You know you're a statist when, right? You've got a medal that the government gave you as your banner on Facebook. Look at me, I'm so important. You don't see me with some kind of picture of me at some kind of firefighting scene.
No, and you're pretty full of yourself, so I'm surprised, actually.
Well, because it's so damn transparent. That's why. I mean, I'm, as vain as it gets, and certainly.
I seem to recall I've seen a picture of Mark in your fire gear.
You have. I put up pictures on.
But they weren't my header picture.
They weren't the cover photo.
I can't put one single picture of the fire truck that I got to drive or anything. Yes, it was an experience I had. The one picture you're talking about is me knocking up on top of a roof, a snowy roof, trying to just put the thing down in a chimney fire. Nobody's life is in danger.
You were posing in this picture that I'm thinking of.
I can't really think of a
It was just you standing in fireman's gear, I believe. I don't even know if there was a truck.
There is one that Jack took of me because he wanted me to dress up in the fireman outfit.
Okay, that might be the one.
I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, it's different than...
It was a government uniform.
It was paid for by the people of the town in which I live. That is correct.
Your point.
It was way too much. It was like $1,000 for that thing. It's ridiculous. I'm just pointing out that this guy had some kind of medal there, and that you know, he's like, oh, you just don't understand. That's not the reason that soldiers do it. And I said, do you have any you know, evidence that what these soldiers believe they're doing might be true? You know, whatever. Because there's always these high and mighty claims. You know, we're fighting for the people.
For freedom.
Not for the country. It's not really the country. It's the people in the country. And freedom and these concepts. And I was just waiting for it. He's like, I was a soldier! Okay. do you have any evidence that what you were fighting for is a true statement? And just kept on asking questions, and pretty soon they're all whipped up into a lather because I'm asking questions.
Mm.
And I'm being...
That's harassment, Mark. Don't you understand?
I'm being disingenuous, questions. Cowardly, ignorant, a variety of different things, simply for asking the questions.
And now, who's attacking you here? Are these all people you know, or like friends of the guy?
No, these are just like the friends of the friends. I said,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, basically that. I said, here, Congress's approval is 15%. Only 25% of people polled strongly approve of Obama's performance. At what point do military people cease to be heroes and simply become paid killers working for liars and thieves?
Ooh, geez.
It's a question.
It's a good question.
I just want to know, what approval rating does Congress have to slip to? Now, Congress really doesn't have that much to do with this. This is more Obama as the commander-in-chief.
Don't you understand? The military is always heroes, Mark. It doesn't matter who's in charge.
If Obama says we're not going to have any democratic elections any longer,
mm-hmm.
I am dictator for life.
Yep.
I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And the military continues to do whatever he wants, people, are they still heroes?
The people will still have support our troops.
Some of them will.
Bow ties or whatever.
It'll be their kids that are out there doing it. Now, you have to increase the pay of the troops to get them on board at that point. I think that Obama would lose some of his momentum by doing those things. I don't believe he's going to do those things.
No.
People predicted the same thing with Bush.
With George Bush, yeah.
He'll have make plenty of money in speaking tours and
right. Obama's going to move out and do his thing, and then they're going to bring another thug in.
Right. And his job is relatively
a Republican
thankless.
Thug.
Right. He'll probably be Republican
Jeb
in
Bush.
All likelihood. So... Yeah, but just...
Do you think it'll be Jeb? Do you think old Jeb is going to run this time around?
I don't know.
Because rumor has it...
At this point, if you want a prediction, I'm not really willing to do it, but I think Rand Paul has a good shot.
Oh, would you come off it with this Rand Paul obsession?
What's the obsession?
You've got a thing for
it. I think it's going to be a Republican. He's romantic. The front runner at this point. He's the
What's
one getting the press.
It's very romantic. So I wish I was better at drawing because you popped an idea into my head for a comic that would be great for Freakin. I'd like to see a comic, right, where you've got someone walking along, you know, they're just walking along the street and, you know, you have a masked robber come up behind them and just start beating on them and just stealing money from them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who's being beat on says, "Why are you robbing me?" And then I'd like to see someone with a picket sign that says "Freakin from the Freakin from Freakin." They're saying, "Stop harassing them."
as though the person being robbed is
right,
the one harassing.
Because they asked questions. Why are you robbing me? Why? Why are you hurting me and taking my stuff?
The video, you said you watched the video from the counter-protesters?
Yeah, I did, yep.
I highly recommend that people take a look at that because it's fascinating to watch it. And I posted those at Freakin a couple days ago. But it's really interesting where one of the people who's protesting accuses me of harassing them. Because
right.
I'm there with a video camera asking them questions.
They're out as a protester.
What I find really interesting about that is all, with all the face covering and all the stuff, and then the fact that they're like, "Don't question us, you know, don't question us while we're hurting you and taking things from you and supporting people that do these things to you," is how interesting is the people that refuse to interact, they refuse to ask any questions or have their, you know, have any interaction whatsoever.
I've offered to meet with, you know, some of these folks for lunch.
The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. And apologies for the technical difficulties moments ago. We just got cut right off in that break. So we're here now, and we'll continue talking to you about what you want. I know, Mark, you want to come back to this Facebook thread. We can do that in a moment. And we'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Plus, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a whole bunch of features, all totally free. In fact, you can download archives, as many as you want. Just go and enjoy them. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the Amazon links there, the Newegg links, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So you get what you need, what you want, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Shop.freetalklive.com.
Using Bitcoin is becoming more and more convenient. One of the convenient ways to use Bitcoins is the blockchain.info app. I just bought two tacos today for, it was about $5, and I went into the blockchain app. Not only do they allow you to send Bitcoins, but you can send sort of like notate the equivalent of U.S. dollars, so they'll convert the number for you.
That's the only way I use the blockchain app. Because I'm usually buying something with it. If I'm using the blockchain app, I'm either buying something or I'm selling something to somebody.
So basically, in order to do business here in the United States, I've got to do business in, people think in dollars, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's their understanding of value. And currently, with Bitcoin as volatile as it is, I can see why, you know, that's the biggest complaint about it. I echo that complaint. I can't wait till it's nice and stable at $1 million a piece. But until such time, there's going to be some volatility as the balloon rises in the water. And I was able to easily send $5 worth of Bitcoins to a friend just by using the camera in my phone to what do they call that, a QR code?
Yep, that's right.
It scans the QR code, sends the money, beep. Makes a little noise, lets you know it's gone. It's awesome. Just go get your blockchain app. Yeah, it's free. Blockchain.info.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. We'll come back to the discussion about some of the critics and the protesters and the Facebook posts and various other whatever. But first, we go to John listening in Carson City, Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi. In the run-up to the war with Syria, I heard something particularly egregious yesterday. Jonah Goldberg, who writes for National Review, and he's pretty well hooked in with the Republicans, he said the Republican leadership is avoiding a vote in Congress. They don't want to vote in Congress because they know if Congress is put on the record, the war will be voted down. There won't be any war. So the Constitution's supposed to put the power to declare war in their hands, and they're just totally running away from any responsibility. They're going to let a war happen when they know nobody wants it.
So
the military-industrial complex really wants it, though.
Sure.
Yeah. So Congress can somehow prevent what's going on?
Of course they can. A war requires congressional approval. They can walk right in and tell Obama, they can have a vote and say, there isn't going to be any war with Syria.
Well, can't... okay, so... yes, I know what the constitutional powers are, but we kind of live in today's world, and that constitution looks the way it looks today. And doesn't have the president have the first 89 days to kill, indiscriminately, and then after that, he has to ask permission of Congress?
The way they handle these laws, you know, who knows? I don't believe there is any totally sensible way to interpret this. But if Congress went in and voted against war with Syria, I'm pretty sure Obama would not do it in this case.
It would probably be a good idea. If they really wanted to not see that intervention, they could go ahead and put a preemptive vote in. They could vote on whatever they want.
Put a preemptive vote and say, we're not funding this. You can't do it.
And they can put in
I'm pretty sure Obama would not do it in this case.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, John. They could vote on their favorite flavor of cobbler if that's what they wanted to do. In fact, they do that kind of thing on a relatively regular basis. So they could absolutely vote this down if they wanted to. It wouldn't be necessarily binding.
But the lowest that has ever been measured. It is by far the lowest that's ever been measured.
9%.
You put them on the record, they're going to vote against the war, even though probably most of them would just as soon see it. But if you put them on the record, they'll have to vote against it.
It's interesting that Americans, for a long time, have been sort of against war. And, you know, you go back to Woodrow Wilson being elected on an anti-war platform. And, of course, he ended up getting the country into war. But Americans are generally very anti-war unless they get all whipped up by some kind of false flag operation, some kind of nonsense like, you know, what happened to start the Vietnam War. What was that? The Gulf of
Tonkin.
Thank you. And then also, of course, you know, the history of Pearl Harbor, where it was found out later on that actually the U.S. government guys kind of goaded the Japanese into attacking at Pearl Harbor. They basically knew that that would be what they would do to blockading them and doing other things. So that's really all it seems to take. So they really haven't really pulled it off yet with this Syria thing. Like, they haven't managed to convince enough people of some sort of lie that would justify them throwing their support behind whatever the troops do. They're having a
Congress
tougher time with that now.
That this will happen before they come back from vacation. That's the kind of leadership we have.
Well, they're not my leaders. John, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But maybe this is a good sign. Maybe, because it's the same old tactic. We were covering this the other night. They're kind of using the same old tactic. Oh, bad guy, you know, over in the Middle East, and people are dying at the hands of some person who's terrible. And they, maybe it's not working as well as it used to.
And... you know, it's easy to say Congress is a bunch of spineless, disgusting slugs in Washington, D.C. that just go about, you know, taking their payoffs and hiding from responsibility. I agree. It's easy to say the president's doing the wrong thing. This is not what America needs right now. And he should be focused on something else. Fine. Calling politicians evil, stupid, greedy. These things have been done for decades, centuries, if not millennia. But here's the question I have. And I've got an answer. Like, this is a question coming from a person who has a standpoint. I'm not just coming from the standpoint of like, oh, I don't know what the answer to this question is. But just because I have an answer doesn't mean I'm not willing to listen to other people's answers. I want to hear what your answer to this question is. So the U.S. government, and frankly all governments that exist today, exist at the pleasure of men at arms. And I'm using that term in the in general, not in specific. So men and women at arms. Are those men and women at arms responsible for those governments? If those men and women at arms make those governments possible...
You mean the police and the military?
Police and military.
Okay.
I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about everywhere.
Are they responsible?
Yes. If they make possible the government, and the government is full of corrupt people, are those people responsible for that government?
No more than the people who are the victims.
Which victims? Of the government?
Yeah.
Really? Taking a paycheck?
The reason why government's possible is because people believe in it.
That is not an untrue statement.
The reason why the state
exists. But one of the reasons why I don't believe in the concept of hierarchical government, mm-hmm. but I can tell you that somebody who does believe in it, that wears a uniform given to them by that government, proudly yeah. telling me that he's a hero every second of the way, will point a gun right in my face
no
to get
doubt.
That point across. If I live in a foreign land,
that
gun will not be a handgun, it'll be a rifle. And I'll be lucky to see my aggressor.
I have a very strong belief system, and the people who are mostly oppressed by these people are also of a similar belief system. And if enough people were to stop believing the idea of the state, then the people with the guns and the cages would become, well, they would look a lot more like what they actually are, which is a criminal gang.
Okay.
So are the people
that are in the criminal gang using their guns to support the criminal gang responsible for the actions of the criminal gang?
Yes.
Are the criminals in the gang responsible for the criminal gang?
Yes, but they wouldn't get away with half the things they got away with if people saw them as a criminal gang rather than this wonderful thing
sure.
called
and
the
state. And they wouldn't have joined if they didn't think it was. If they thought it was a criminal gang,
that's
either.
Correct.
Unless you take the Ayn Rand point of view, which would say that it's neither. That it's not the military, it's not the politicians, neither one of those groups are responsible. That it's she would say that it's the entrepreneurs or the men of the mind. Her belief on the whole situation was it's actually the people who drive the economy, the people, the businessmen, the capitalists who allow this stuff to happen.
I think in a lot of cases
why
they
them
want
any more than anyone else.
Why them any more than anyone else? Because they're responsible for keeping the economy going.
Follow
their
money.
They're the engine behind everything working. So it really has nothing to do with the politicians and the military. Because if these capitalists just said we're not going to do it anymore, and that's the whole point of Atlas Shrugged. Is
they
that
said we're not going to do what? Pay taxes?
We're not going to pay taxes. We're not going to create for the society anymore.
We're not talking about capitalists.
We're not going to invent. We're not going to add new technology. We're not going to contribute to the society.
I don't think the state would give a damn about that. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line because look at the...
You may have a point, North Korea.
Well, right. Look at all the horrible third world countries where the state is plenty powerful over people's lives and the living conditions are terrible. More coming up.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, the Thought You Might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest in a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.